I'm very pleased to welcome to Fremantle Shipping News, Melanie Clark. Welcome, Melanie.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a great pleasure for a lot of reasons. You're the lucky last of all of the interviews I've done with the candidates. And those people listening will know by now, having read the little screed that goes with this podcast, that you're running for the councillor's position in the North Ward.
Yes.
Tell me, why are you running?
I have been a long-time volunteer and community organiser, so it's just a natural progression. I haven't had the time in the past. Changes in our life and our kids finishing ATAR last year, they're now 19, we've got twins.
Congratulations.
Thanks. It means that I now have the time as well as the commitment.
Now, have you been sort of, I can't say shoe leather anymore, I'm wearing shoe leather out, but have you been sort of rubbing the rubber off the bottom of your sneakers around town?
If you look down, you will see my shiny new ones because I wore a hole in the others, but yeah, I have, and it's been really absolute joy to get around and meet even more Fremantle people. You think you know everyone in the community and then there's even more people, but it's been great and I've had great conversations and it's been really fantastic.
The North Ward, in a sense, whatever it's been called, has always had a funny shape to it because you've got the Derby, the Yarragon right through the middle of it.
Yeah.
And no doubt you've been on each side, here, there and everywhere. And what have people been asking you or challenging you with or demanding of you as you've knocked on doors or found people tending to their succulent gardens?
Yeah, there's a lot of succulent gardens in North Freo. I think most people are just interested to say hi and know who potentially is coming into the seat to represent them next. I have been contacted by community about some of their issues to do with greening and footpaths and all of those essentials, which is great. So it's something that I truly believe in, is more greening. We can't green up enough right now and we can't clean up enough right now. So those sorts of things are really, really important. Yeah.
You've also run a business in the pretty much dead centre of Fremantle for some years. Tell us about that and what you've learned as a, if you like, as a ratepayer or someone standing for council more generally. Because it's outside your ward, but no doubt of interest.
Yeah. We've had Remedy for 23 years now in the West End, and with my husband Joe, that's who the we is. And it's always the things outside of your business that will affect you, have the most negative effect potentially. So that's your streetscaping and how things present outside, the environment outside, and also the bigger things. So for the current situation, in the past it's been things like the pipes. So the Water Corp came through giving us 6 weeks notice to close off the street and reduce access to our businesses and that sort of thing. That was back in 2019, 2020.
I've forgotten about that.
I know, it was a challenging time. It was a recession. There was a recession on. It was the worst timing after 100 years of those pipes, and that was the time they wanted to come in. Thankfully, I did put the call out to all my fellow business owners there, and thankfully Water Corp let myself and another business owner into the room, and we explained to them the impact it was going to have and why that was a problem for us not to just suddenly be told. They had a reputation for closing down whole, you know, areas where businesses ended up being lost, and it's really hard to get those businesses back. You never get them back, and it's not easy to open a small business now, so, and have it survive. So once you lose them, it's a big problem. We worked really well with Water Corp. It was amazing. We had some tough discussions. They extended the timeline for when they were coming to town, and we worked together. And they also gave us tools to help us get through. So together we worked. They did what they needed to do, and we understood they had a job to do. But they also listened to us and worked with us, and that made all the difference. And now we've got the bridges coming. So the bridge...
Well, I mean, what you've described sounds like some sort of model for... for people getting on where they can't suddenly agree about things. Yeah. But the bridge is a big issue. It's going to be, I describe it as mayhem, and I don't think we're ready for it yet. It's only a couple of months away, and it'll be closed for a year. Mm. Some people say, well, why do you think it's only going to be a year?
Mm. And regardless of what anyone says, I was at the information the other night, and there's a lot of concerns for our North Ward community, our businesses in town. And the only things we're being offered up from the business community side are that they're asking people who are already going to take an income hit to take a further hit by offering discounts or have sales or do things like that. So that is not helpful to businesses. And I did make suggestions as to what would be helpful to businesses, but they really, you know, there's no funds available. So when the income dips and you can show a trend year on year as to what you would normally have as an income, they're asking you to reduce your staffing hours. So they're asking us to take an income hit. They're asking us to reduce the hours of our staff who rely on us for their income and to pay their rent or mortgage or bills, whatever. And it's just not a solution. 12 months is such a long time. It's an enormous amount of time to do that. So it is a real concern. We're going to need the community to rise and to remember what they did during COVID and support local business. We've also got a whole pile of cars that are now going to be redirected on the southern side of North Ward, up Marmion Street, directly into our school zones. We've asked for how they're going to manage that traffic to keep the kids safe. Apparently that information's still coming. So they didn't have answers on a lot of things the other night. We're still waiting for answers on things. They're not even offering the city money. It's hundreds of millions of dollars to create the bridge. There's no money for the city for the marketing team or anything like that to help the businesses. And there's a lot of answers that even our mayor doesn't have yet, even though she's asked. So, you know.
Well, it's just as well Main Roads and their cohort aren't standing for council, because I don't think they'd get many votes. But what are the other issues that you're encountering as you go into your second pair of sneakers, Melanie, around the North Ward in particular?
Yeah. In the North Ward, we have problems with losing access to the river incrementally through the Pier 21 development. There's a big concern there with the potential redevelopment of that site. They want to put a new piers in that will allow for bigger boats. They will take up more water space. They're jutting out further into the river, but also expanding further along the coastline. So we have access, but it's being slowly taken away from us, from the community, to be able to access that river. And that should never happen. That should be available for us, anyone to come and use. There's also a proposal in there for 16 jet ski bays. So the noise and the type of vehicle that is on the water. We have dolphins in the river. We have a fantastic marine life in the river that we need to protect too. There's coastal erosion on the ocean side, at Port Beach in particular. And over within the Knutsford area, there's potential development. So what is that for future development going to look like? We're meant to be an industrial arts precinct. Well, what does that mean? And how do we maintain that? How do we keep artists in the area? How do we make sure they can afford to live here? How can we develop so we give them small spaces so they can possibly design and create in the front of them and live behind in the back of that place? That's and it spills out onto our street and brings that creativity and maintains it in our community, which is what we value in Freo.
The North Fremantle part of the ward, an amazingly well organised group, the North Fremantle Community Association. I think I said on an earlier podcast, are a law unto themselves. I didn't mean that in a negative fashion, because I admire the way they organise. It's a tough gig with the closure of the bridge, the extension some years ago, the highway, the future of Fremantle proposition, as you say, a lot of challenges there. But what sort of initially got you the bug, if something got you the bug for standing?
Yeah, I think I've done a lot of community projects, and I think it's been a build-up of those. So every Tuesday night I serve at a community kitchen down on Beach Street, and I've also run social enterprise projects for family and domestic violence in the past. I have most recently applied with friends to, and we've successfully received a $100,000 grant to rewild down the side, right-hand side of the town hall, that's William Street, to slow the traffic, to make it more pedestrian-friendly and bike-friendly. And I've done a lot of work, I think, between the business and between those projects. I've worked a lot with the city and with the council. There are really good people in the city and on council, and I just feel that we can tweak things and do things in a different way. And bringing a business brain into the city changes things too. I feel that it just helps you. I've worked in corporate, so I've worked in big business as a general manager in a national company. So I've worked with big budgets, lots of people, lots of spread out teams, and I've worked in small business, and I can bring lots of transferable skills to the table. So outside of all those other projects and working in difficult circumstances, and you know, it's not everyone's going to agree on everything, but you should always walk out of the room shaking hands, or you know, being respectful to each other and achieving what you need to achieve.
Well, I assume from what you've just said that you're also ready for long, sometimes interminable meetings, Melanie.
We are. And apparently a long, interminable reading. I heard that they had 2,000 pages the other week. So that's fine. I've got the time and I've got the interest. So that's just, you know, part of the gig.
Been hearing a lot about from other candidates about the desire to improve, I suppose, community consultation. And it sounds like you've been through those sort of processes. What's the important part of it from your point of view?
Yeah, the important part is I feel that, so only about 30% of us vote in the council elections, and that's what's closest to us. That's what impacts us the most immediately. Mm. I feel that we need to educate people in what's local, state and federal. We need to explore how we can gain more access to more money from outside of Fremantle rather than relying on, you know, parking fines and things. Because we need to bring more money into town or apply for more money that comes from grants or other spaces. And it's not hard to do, and we can encourage our community to do that. But I feel that it's also just explaining things to people. And if they take an interest, if it's done in an interesting way, they'll pay more attention. The city does do a lot of good marketing now, so letting people know and informing people. But I feel that we can, you know, really get our communities involved. And so far as North Ward, in the southern area, there's new development all through there in Knutsford. So that's a new community. It's a very connected community with the people. But, you know, when you compare that to the established North Frio crew who've been there forever and done amazing things and saved lots of what is important to us, we need the next generations to come through. So we need everybody, but we need to engage with younger people as well.
I don't need to sell Fremantle to the people who normally listen to Fremantle Shipping News podcast, but my goodness, I can tell you as I wander around Knutsford, through the parts of North Fremantle, but anywhere in Fremantle, whether it's Hilton created after the Second War with fibro housing, and whether it's the old stone mansions sort of up and down North Fremantle. I mean, it's really something, this place, isn't it?
It's incredible. And we are such an eclectic crew, but we hold a lot of similar values and attitude to life, I think, and it's all embraced and loved. And if you talk to anyone, you know, people always say, I just love this place, but they can't tend to extend any more on that as to what it is that makes that up for them. Yeah.
It is a very good point you make. Now, we're getting towards the end of this podcast, and I'm sure that by redirecting some of my questioning, you've probably left some things out that you were desperate to get to. If you had a list there of things that you need to mention before we finish, what are the four or five big points that you have to respond to when you're dealing with people in the ward and on your journey around?
Yeah, I think we've covered a lot of them. It's ensuring that public access to the river. It's ensuring any future developments allow for low-income earners and our arts crew who create that culture as to why everybody wants to be here, and ensuring that's all good. We need to clean up and we need to green up. We need to look at potential succession planning for our retail sector in town to make sure that's stronger and the shops get filled up. I'd really love to do some work on that. That's a whole other discussion, and one that we've already had with the city, but I would like to talk to some landlords about that. And I think that there's lots of good things that we can do that aren't difficult, that don't cost us any more money, but create solutions. And I'm all about solutions and making good things happen so we can shape Frio for its future generations. Yeah.
I'm pleased to hear you mention succession planning. The Fremantle Shipping News is contemplating that as well. But Melanie Clark, thank you very much for joining me today and good luck with everything you're doing.
Oh, thanks, Michael. I love what you do, and it's really nice to be on this side of the speaker.